helped them to endure and to prosper. They may be invisible in the mainstream history. Let us not forget them. Thank you.
Oswald Masabo, head of the History Department at Dar es Salaam University, presented this evening's essay. World War One, Round the World was made in collaboration with the British Council. The producer was Charlie Taylor. And remember, you can download all editions of the essay from the BBC Radio 3 website. Well, as tomorrow is American Independence Day, next week's essays offer us a taste of summer in America. You can hear the first of those on Monday night at 10:45. This Friday night on BBC Radio 3, it's now just gone 11 o'clock, time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Thank you, John, and we have a perfect setup for those next week. A song for the heat wave and from America to begin with. Outside, Under the Stars with Chris Ludecker and Yodel Lady.
We were camping, we were boiling up the beans and making coffee with the waters of the stream, and we slept outside, and we slept inside too. And for so many nights of sleeping, Lord, I only want to sleep with you. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. You're the lady, yeah, you make my blood run clean. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. Your lady, your lady, your lady. We were dancing through the landscape of my sleep when you asked me, what if I'm the one you wed? I tried to kiss you, but I drunk instead. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. You're the lady, yeah, you make my blood run clean. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. You're the lady. My loneliness when you came to me and smiled. Well, man, I never think that you could ever be shy. You broke me like an egg over the hills and valleys. Well, folks, I was the oak of love, broken and brilliant on the trees. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. You're the lady, yeah, you make my blood run clean. You're the lady, you're the lady of my dreams. You're the lady. 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 You're the lady.
Yodeling puns, a great way to start. A lovely Nashville-flavoured Nova Scotia song there to set World on 3 to go tonight. And we shall be revisiting that part of Canada with a nod to Canada Day this week past. And of course, the 4th of July coming up in less than an hour is likewise significant over the pond. New Orleans songwriter Andrew Duhon is our guest tonight, and the archive takes us to Quebec. So let us turn our attentions to the cut and thrust of politics. A good few years ago now, I was in Austin when the country singer Kinky Friedman bid for governor of Texas. And while he didn't quite get there, I loved the approach. But I reckon a Celtic rock and roll attitude to the White House might be just a little bit different. Martin O'Malley has no fear, though. Hillary Clinton could be going some to match up to the role of lead singer for Baltimore-born O'Malley, currently a distant but significant player on the US Democrat ticket. With roots in County Galway, not a kick in the pants from where I was working this week, the former mayor of Baltimore and governor of Maryland can claim as his particular fame, in addition, lead singer slot with his band O'Malley's March. Here they are in classic emigrant form, with a nod to the Scots in the passing.
Of among Jared's many musical instruments, as you can see, he plays the Celtic trombone, and he plays the Dixieland harp, and he plays the tin whistle, and he also plays the pipes. And I think it's the... it's a little known fact that the Irish actually invented bagpipes, and we gave them to the Scottish. And they have not figured out the joke yet.
To work the land from dawn to dusk was father's highest goal. I set myself to do the same, and the dear Lord took his soul. But the land we worked was not our own, and the fruit of my two hands was carted off to England to suit the landlord's plans. By the black year 47, the landlord's game was plain. Starvation was the rent we'd pay in a country filled with grain. Mid sobs of hungry children, we left the Shamrock Shore and traded desperation for the hope of Baltimore. Come up on the deck this morning, give your hand to me. See the flag that flies above your new land to the free. Come up on the deck this morning and dance upon the shore. Now walk with me to freedom through the streets of Baltimore. Our voyage was a hard one on Atlantic's icy waves. Free passage on a coffin ship, the landlord's useless slaves. Trading every scrap we had to keep the children well. Praying for salvation from that rolling wretched hell. With every passing day it seemed we buried friends at sea. Wondered if we stayed at home how worse our plight could be. With fever raging far and aft we finally reached the bay. And thanked the Lord who died for us, we lived until that day. Come up on the deck this morning and give your hand to me. See the flag that flies upon this new land of the free. Come up on the deck this morning and dance upon the shore. And walk with me to freedom through the streets of Baltimore. Well, from that day to this one, I've made it on my own. With a helping hand from Father Mac and the mighty piano. A little house near St. John's, a grandchild on the way. We often light a candle as we think about that day. For to leave our friends in Ireland, it left us numb with pain. Parents that we left behind, we never saw again. If I live to be 100 on America's brave shore, I never will forget the day we gave the ball and bore. Come up on the deck this morning and give your hand to me. See the flag that flies above this new land of the free. Come up on the deck this morning and dance upon the shore. And walk with me to freedom through the streets of Baltimore. One more time. Come up on the deck this morning and give your hand to me. See the flag that flies above this new land of the free. Come up on the deck this morning and dance upon the shore. And walk with me to freedom through the streets of Baltimore. And walk with me to freedom through the streets of Baltimore. And walk with me to freedom.
Oh, that is so what they would call over the way tasty. A real trans-Irish sea supergroup. So many people think of the Boys of the Loch as an Irish band, and I did have the pleasure of crossing paths with one of the great musical families that formed the Irish side of the membership of that band just this week while I was out playing there. But of course, the other side of the band is not just Scottish, but Shetland, with Kevin Henderson flying the flag for the Scots Vikings these days. That set comes from their brand new album, The New Line. And before that, Democratic presidential hopeful Martin O'Malley, and like so many Irish US diaspora bands, the Scottish Pipes finding their way in there as well. So following on from one supergroup, the Boys of the Loch, to another supergroup from a completely different place. In the mid-20th century post-independence world, out of the real band in Mali, Salif Keita became a part of Les Ambassadeurs in the company of the likes of Sheikh Tidjane Seck and Idrissa Soumaoro. This is a lovely revisit of some classic tracks which go together to form an EP raising funds for albinism in Mali. Salif himself has endured much difficulty because of the condition. These were recorded in Paris straight after their WOMAD appearance last year, and the choice tonight is Seydou.
Chilling with the fair. Thank you.
a song that knows where what matters is to be found, and that is at home. Beatboxing finding its way into the Escatamia mix in this album from The Soil, about voices as ever. And before that were Les Ambassadeurs with Salif Keita in the foreground, and those recordings of classic songs being re-released to raise money for albino children in Africa, where the condition is often considered bad luck and can lead to significant problems for folk. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, where it's time to enjoy our first live music of the night, and that comes by way of New Orleans and singer-songwriter Andrew Duhon, currently on tour in the UK. And he's going to start out with one of the songs from his Grammy-nominated album, The Moorings.
Oh, my darling, my dear, I have reason to fear that you know not the man you're adoring. From the dark, salty sea, I found refuge in thee. But I'm soon to be loosening my moorings. My darling, my dear, I have reason to fear that you know not the man you're adoring. From the dark, salty sea, I found refuge in thee, but I'm soon to be loosening my moorings, and I'll hold on, when I let you go. Though you loved me well, I set out alone, and I will trust these winds that they will not fail. Open up my heart, let it be my sail. And I pray when I'm gone, you don't feel I've done you wrong. But if so, I will see my repentance. A convicted fool I am, chained to the pen in my hand. And my darling, I must serve this sentence. And I'll hold on, when I let you go. Though you loved me well, I set out alone, and I will trust these winds that they will not fail. Open up my heart, let it be my sail. Traveling is done, and I'll search for a light on the shoreline. Though I know your harbor slips hold vessels worthier than this, if there's room, would you cast to me your line? And I'll hold on, when I let you go. Though you loved me well, I set out alone, and I will trust these winds that they will not fail. Open up my heart, let it be my sail. Oh, open up my heart, let it be my sail.
Yeah. I beg your pardon, Andrew Duhon, our live session guest this evening on World on Three, over for a month-long tour in England and Wales, including this weekend at the Maverick Festival in Suffolk. And I'm just going to get Andrew to come over and join myself at the table, and also Catherine Tickell, who's going to be talking about the album of the month. She's just sitting in on the session. How are you doing tonight, Catherine?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. I'm going to have to cough. It's terrible. I was trying to hold that in while you were finishing the song.
No.
I'm so sorry, Andrew. Now, I mentioned the Grammy nomination there for this last album that you created, and you were saying a little earlier when you were getting ready that this is kind of this tour is part of almost the end of the cycle for that album. How significant is it for an artist like yourself to be able to claim something like a Grammy nomination?
Well, I don't claim it so much, actually. It's I'm not nominated for a Grammy, but the album itself was nominated for a Best Engineering Grammy. So I remember waking up the next day and talking to a buddy, you know, about it and saying, what does this mean, you know, that this thing was nominated? And we kind of, well, at least I decided that it's more or less, we played well enough to have the engineer and producer be lauded for her engineering skills, you know, so we didn't get in the way of her production.
So it was a she.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
I suppose that is quite significant, because it's not a part of the musical world where women are
totally
as out in front as
but
elsewhere.
She can hang with the rest of them, I can tell you that much. But she's won I want to say two, maybe three. I could be wrong. Sorry, Trina. Maybe three Grammys, yeah. But she does great work, and it was an honor to work with her on the first album and this latest one.
Tell us about your own background. New Orleans must be quite some place for a musician to be established and find their own musical voice.
Yeah, I mean, I think the traveling, I always thought the traveling was going to introduce me to a new place that I would settle down and assure myself that I wasn't just a product of my raise and living in the town that I was, you know, raised in. But I think maybe the traveling is proving to be an exercise in missing New Orleans enough to come back and fall in love with a different, you know, part of it. So maybe I got lucky, or maybe I'll move. I don't know. But in the meantime, yeah, there's this undeniable breath and soul about that city that I haven't seen anywhere else, you know, yet.
Tell us about what it's like there now, because the hangover from Katrina, it just goes on and on.
I think there's, you know, there's certainly deficits, and, you know, there's stuff that isn't like it used to be, but there's plenty of stuff that is, you know, back. And I think it's more a sentiment of not knowing what you have until you might have lost it just then. And so now it feels like every celebration, every Mardi Gras, there's a reason, you know, to celebrate. If you were around for that storm and you were watching, you know, the flyover camera on the news trying to figure out where your house was and how much water might have been in it or that sort of thing, then you know what it means to miss New Orleans, as they say. And there's plenty of reason to celebrate these days, I think, you know.
That's an incredibly positive attitude. Well, let's celebrate with some more music.
Sure.
Tell me about this next song.
This next song, I always introduce it at shows as I wrote this song the day a friend of mine's mother asked me why I didn't write more songs about Jesus, which is true. She called her daughter on the phone. We were on our way to lunch. We hadn't seen each other in a while, and she asked her daughter to hand me the cell phone, and she said, Andrew, why don't you write more songs about Jesus? And I don't know what I said. I think I blacked out, but I went home and I wrote a love song. It's called Just Another Beautiful Girl, and it goes like this. Be right back.
Andrew just heading over to the far side of the studio to get himself set up to where he's playing, I should mention that he'll be back in Suffolk tomorrow night for the Maverick Festival to celebrate 4th of July. Very appropriate.
Play a little harmonica on this one. Thank you.
was the prettiest thing that they had ever seen. In a small town run on God and gasoline. But they marveled at her green eyes and her curls. But in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. But they wore that Bible belt just a little too tight. Down a one-way street with only one street light. So to take it right, you had to go the wrong way first. But in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. She got caught with a boy, got caught with a cigarette. Yeah, Jesus might forgive you, but the preacher's never gonna forget. While she was everybody's gossip, everybody prayed for her. Lord, in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. But she grew up fast and she hacked up a Sunday gown. And the high school boys learned fast they should hang around. Cause in a small town, that's the only thing going down was her. Not in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. Yeah, they're looking through their Bible, she was looking through a magazine. She liked them black and white and she loved them in between. But those looks she got were more than she deserved. Lord, in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. She got caught with a boy, got caught with a cigarette. Yeah, Jesus might forgive him, but the preacher's never gonna forget. Oh, she was everybody's gossip. Everybody prayed for her. Not in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. She took the hand of a black boy and they ran away. The day she found out, she was 3 weeks late. But she knew that town would never love her baby girl. But in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. She got caught with a boy, got caught with a cigarette. Yeah, Jesus might forgive you, but the preacher's never gonna forget. Oh, she was everybody's gossip. Everybody pray for her. Lord, in any other town, she'd be just another beautiful girl. Seen in a busy hospital down on St. Joseph Street. Should have seen her hazel eyes, brown skin and curls. Oh, but to everybody else, she was just another beautiful girl.
That's quite some response to that particular question. Andrew Duhon, more from him in session here on BBC Radio 3. Remember also that you can download the sessions as a podcast from Monday onwards. So much good stuff to be found online on the Radio 3 website, including the World Music Archive that we'll be dipping into tonight, taking us in the direction of Quebec. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and being the first Friday of the month, it's time to extend an invitation to someone in the know to share a new album with us, whether an imminent release or one that's flown under the radar for us. And it is my huge pleasure to welcome Northumbrian piper Catherine Tickell to do that just for us. It's been a long time since we crossed paths last.
It has.
As a Celtic Connections away off in the distant past, I think.
But then Celtic Connections quite often feels as if it's way off in some other distant world, doesn't it?
And we were playing the Boys of the Loch a little earlier on then, and the sort of trans-Irish sea that collaboration that's going on there. But it's pointing in the other direction that you're taking us tonight.
It is.
Tell me about Baltic Crossing.
Well, I've chosen this album. I was thinking of various different ones, and then I thought, well, it's got to be this. It's, you know, as an instrumentalist myself, I have a... I think they're always the underdogs bands that are instrumental, aren't they? So I thought, well, I've got to champion an instrumental band. And also, it's got Northumbrian pipes in it. How could I not?
You can't go wrong. let's hear what's so impressive then. This is Baltic Crossing.
Thank you.
that is quite delicious, the Baltic Crossing, and the album is The Tune Machine, and it's the choice of Catherine Tekell. And we were just saying when we were listening to that there, that when you think of Scandinavian-British collaborations, and this is a blend of Finland, Denmark, and the northeast of England, the fiddle is usually the sort of lingua franca, but the pipes being in that particular sound does change the thing. It's very definitely a fusion of traditions.
It's interesting to me because the pipes, they're such a unique sound that usually when you have pipes in a track, it's the main thing. When I record, it's always very difficult to get the level of the pipes right because you turn them up and you turn them up and that's good. And then you think, well, the pipes are a bit loud, and you turn them down. And it doesn't matter how far you turn them down,
they're
always come through until you switch them off. But in that band, in Baltic Crossing, the pipes are not the main thing, and yet they somehow add that edge to the fiddle sound. And almost it makes me think of maybe the nickel harp, or one of those instruments that they use, certainly in Sweden, that has that kind of slightly thin sort of an edge to the sound when you blend it with the fiddle. So maybe it's not so far away.
Now, several years ago now, there was a word coined for this particular kind of crossing over of traditions. They call it New Nordic, from this side and the other side of whichever stretch of water. Is that still a significant presence? And where does the Northeast sit in that? Because it a lot of it seems to arise from that part of the world.
Well, I certainly remember in, you know, where I live in Northumberland and in Newcastle, when the Scandinavian tunes kind of hit. And before that, you know, there'd been a lot of Irish music, obviously lots of Scottish. And I remember when I went up to the Shetland Islands when I was 13, and Shetland tunes started to come in. That was really exciting. But when the Scandinavian tunes first came in, they were so different. And it was just incredibly exciting. So everybody went a bit Scandi mad. And there was whole sessions sprung up where people just played, you know, Scandinavian stuff. And certainly a lot of the people, that Ian Stevenson, who plays guitar in Baltic Crossing, him and Andy May and their contemporaries certainly went into that type of music very, very deeply.
And what is it that what is it you think is so attractive? What's the different factor?
I think because we're very familiar in the Northeast with the Scottish and the Irish, it's the same kind of type of tunes as we have in Northumberland, very similar. So these were so different, and yet they had a kind of, to me, they have a lonesomeness to them sometimes. I mean, not those ones. The ones we just heard were absolutely storming dance tunes. But a lot of them have this lonesomeness and strange harmonies that we wouldn't normally use. And also the fiddles. You know, I think the fact that the Scandinavian traditions are, as you say, are so strong with the fiddle. And that's an instrument that we love.
Well, let's listen to another track from The Tune Machine, Baltic Crossing, which is our album for July, and this is New Fano.
Thank you.
extra points there for super enthusiastic use of voices as instrumentalists.
Absolutely.
I think, Catherine.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I was talking to them the other day, and apparently they'd been playing at this session on one of the little Danish islands, and they were playing, and they were given free beer for as long as they played, and they started playing those tunes that which are Danish tunes. And then the second one, they just kept on playing it, and it was getting wilder and wilder, and they were doing all these mad things with the tune. And then they started kind of shouting and kept on just playing it for hours. So when they recorded the album, they recorded it in Finland at this place that apparently used to be Sibelius, the composer Sibelius's old summer house or something like that. And some of the students from the Sibelius Academy over there also go and use these buildings and the recording studios. And as is common in Finland, there's the communal dining hall, but also the communal sauna. So as the lads were having time off from recording their album, they were going into this sauna and meeting up with all these students from the world music, like master's course from the Sibelius Academy. So they got so on well, apparently, in the sauna. And they said, why don't you come and shout on our album? So they got all these world music students from the Sibelius Academy to come and shout random things on their album along with them. I think it's fantastic. And also because that track, it starts so gently and beautifully, and they're just playing the tunes so nicely, and you've got no idea that it's going to end like that. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So it's a whole man bonding experience.
Yeah, totally.
Now, when you look at the membership of Baltic Crossing, you've got Ian Stevenson on guitar and accordion, Andy May on the pipes, and the Järvelas, Esko and Antti, the big Finnish fiddling family, and Christian Bugge from Denmark. Now, they've all got serious musical chops, and they are virtuosic in their capacity, but there's not an awful lot of the show off here. It's like they don't need to do that. There's a sense of enjoying what they're doing.
Yes, I think another thing they have in common is they all have a sense of humour, a big sense of humour, and they like being silly, and they like having a laugh. And also, I know certainly Ian and I have had this conversation quite a bit. We used to teach a youth boat group in Newcastle together, and he always used to be saying to the kids, don't be scared of being cheesy. Cheesiness is vastly underrated. And, you know, some of these tunes, you don't have to do anything really mad and zany with them. You can just play the tunes and they're great, and you can dance to them and they really stand up without syncopated chords and fancy things. And I think these musicians, they can appreciate the humour sometimes in some of the tunes, and there's sometimes a little bit of cheese in the arrangements, totally and intentionally. But also all of these musicians really love a good tune, and that really comes over. And as you said, they're fantastic musicians. They don't need to show off.
Yeah, and this last set, it's for dancing.
Yeah, and also that's something which, if you haven't played a lot for dancing, it's actually really hard to do and to get the tempos right, to get the swing right, and they so know how to do it. And this just sounds like so many great sessions and dances I've been to.
The Tune Machine is the name of the album for July, and it is played by Baltic Crossing, and just a fantastic dancing set, the regular set there at the end. Thanks a million, Catherine Tickell, for coming down from home to share some amazing music from your part of the world. And the BBC introducing track tonight is also a close connection. We're going to have Kate Young.
Who is, actually, I've known Kate for a long time. She's such an interesting musician and singer, so many ideas, and she is a total force of nature. Be warned. She's fab.
I couldn't trail it any better myself. Thank you so much, Catherine. And Tracks with Close Connections is what brings us back to tonight's live music guest here in Studio 80A. The heritage track is always a fascinating kind of magnifying glass take on what makes our musical guest tick. And tonight it's Andrew Duhon's choice, and you have picked a class songwriting act.
Thanks.
But going back far beyond what people would automatically think when they think of Paul Simon. So you've sort of dug back.
Yeah, well, I get maybe something about, you know, what felt like his traveling days feel pretty akin to the way I'm feeling these days. You know, it's coming over here is as much to me a writer's retreat as it is a tour. So, you know, I ride the trains and I watch the world go by and hope that the traveling shakes some new songs loose. And I feel that sentiment in this tune, you know.
And it's one that's got a really quirky side to it, in that the melody isn't his, the words are, but it's his particular twist on J.S. Bach. Do you think there's something in a musician responding to another musician's imagination?
Sure.
In there?
I think there's something about the fluidity of folklore that I think is beautiful about coming here too. For me personally, it's like coming back to where the tunes that I grew up thinking were old blues songs, you know, finding out that they were old English songs or Scottish songs or something.
Well, there's definitely a flavor of that in the moorings that you that you were playing
earlier
on.
You know, I guess it's all connected, isn't it? We're just trying to tap into this human element, and there's something universal about it.
Do you know where you heard this first?
Hmm.
You can tell me at the end.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure I do. I just remember thinking one year that I had come over here, hearing it again, and it resonating so much more fully, you know, hearing all these thoughts about, you know, longing and weariness that comes along, you know, and then, you know, mentioning that it was an American tune, you know, I thought it all kind of connected for me.
And of course, it's a live performance. So let's hear Paul Simon and the American Tune.
Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and warm, so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for
we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. Dream that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. Dreamed I was flying. But we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some rest.
The Passion Chorale reworked in the hands of Paul Simon, the American tune, the choice, the heritage track for tonight for our guest Andrew Duhon, who is now behind his own guitar again and going to carry on now with Cecilia Champagne.
I was taken back by a photograph, never seen such a face. She was a waitress from the day of black and white. Taken here though so many years ago at this cafe, that I'm sure these days she wouldn't recognize. Oh, Cecilia Champagne, I've come along much too late to know the days of your maiden name. But had our times been the same, I'd visit you every day. Oh, Cecilia, I'd steal you away. It seems I've come along much too late. On, even black and white fades, and we move along. But still in my mind, lips are red wine, strawberry blonde, cherry cokes for the boys in your uniform. Oh, Cecilia Champagne, I've come along much too late to know the days of your made a name. But had our times been the same, I'd visit you every day. Oh, Cecilia, I'd steal you away. It seems I've come along much too late. I'd been a man. Back when you were a woman, oh, Cecilia Champagne, I've come along much too late to know the days of your maiden name. But had our times been the same, I'd visit you every day. Oh, Cecilia, I'd steal you away. But it seems I've come along much too late.
Andrew Duhon there playing for us live in session here on World on 3, and Cecilia Champagne. Now, Andrew, I know you've got some tuning up to do, but I'm going to entice you back over to the table just to hear a little bit more in the first instance, I think, about that song, because it's... First of all, I love the playing with the words, Cecilia, I'd steal you, but it sounds like it's got it's something of a story behind it.
Yeah, I was in Lafayette playing a show with my bass player, and we went the next morning to a coffee shop across the street, and we were both taken by a black and white picture on the wall of a waitress who had worked there in the 40s, and we just thought she was the most beautiful woman we had ever seen. And so we got our coffees, and we talked about, on the way home, we talked about how you would go about wooing a woman in the 1940s, you know, like, what's that like? How does that work? You know, chivalry is certainly involved. Next to the black and white photograph was her obituary. So there was this information about her and kind of an end to the story, literally, but you know, there was her name, and, you know, just, it stuck with me long enough to write a little tune about it.
Now, I know stories are the sort of everyday stuff of songwriters, but I'm intrigued by one of the other paths that you have for telling stories, not just through your songs, but online. It's not, you can't really call it a blog, because
thanks
there's
for
a
not.
Lot. There's a lot more to it than that. Tell me a little bit about this.
Sure. So, you know, it felt like there was another avenue to let people into what was going on, and I thought that was important for the website. But I think personally it was about keeping the pen moving, you know, keeping a journal, so to speak. But
what people actually see online is pages from your actual handwritten diary.
Right, yeah. So I've got, you know, the back pocket journal, and I'm writing in that, and then I figured I'd take pictures of the journal itself and kind of hold it up, and, you know, 70% of the picture being the journal, and then that extra 30%, hey, if I'm in Paris, that 30% is the Eiffel Tower, right? You know, put it in a recognizable sort of fun picture. And, you know, I've kept with that, but I'm glad you're mentioning it now, because it's pushing me to get back to that. Because, you know, there's a bit of tedium involved. I do still write the journals, but actually taking the pictures and posting them on this, you know, the back end of these websites, I need to.
That's very
get
neat
back
handwriting as well.
Do
the stories come out in? Are there certain stories or subjects or thoughts that are obviously destined to be songs, and others that are destined to find their way out in the journal?
I think the journal can be the starting place. It's, you know, there's plenty of things in that book that don't make it to the website. You know, some of it's for me, so to speak, for now. But maybe it becomes a song, and it's for everybody. But, yeah, I think keeping the pen moving, especially on these trips, is important. It's funny when you don't even think you have something to write about. If you just make the pen move, you fascinate yourself sometimes. You know?
And are you a songwriter that writes on the road or writes when he gets home?
I wish they weren't so close to mutually exclusive that they seem, but it does feel like I have to get off of the road to write. But, you know, when I'm over here, I'm solo and I'm riding train. So that's two things that help. You know, I don't have to organize the band and let them know where to be. And I don't have to drive. So, being on the train it's seemed to be a good way to write. But I think I got to get back home to put it down into the musical form, you know. And you run into friends and you go crash at their place and then you want to hang out, you know. And
you've got a few weeks before these the next batch of songs can come to fruition you're on tour here for the best part of a month. Let's have some more music.
Sure.
Tell me about this last song.
The last one is much different. It's a blues song, so I'll turn up the beef on the amp a little bit and get into it. But it's a song called "Sidestep Your Grave." I was actually at a place in Fairhope, Alabama called Wolf Cottage that they have commissioned to allow writers to go in there and take some time off to just sit down and write. And it was a tune that I had no inkling of before I entered the cottage, and by the time I left it was done, but I don't know what it's about really. It just came. It's one of those things where you start singing a melody and the feeling of the melody and the, like the color of it, it has its own words, so you just kind of go with it, I guess. So.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, sure.
This is "Sidestep Your Grave" from Andrew Duhon. He's just heading back over to the other side of the studio. And as he said, to ramp up the amp a little for this last one. And I should remind you that you can download this session as ever as a podcast, and it'll be available from Monday morning, I believe. Also check out all the various things that are available online, especially the World Music Archive, which later on tonight will be taking us to Quebec. And Andrew, once he's finished with this session, will be heading back to the Maverick Festival in Easton in Suffolk, but heading on for several gigs around England, but also one I think will be quite intriguing, a Welsh date, which is at the International Eisteddfod, which is always a real melting pot of different music and cultures. So I think Andrew will find himself in very inspiring company. But I believe we're good to go now, so let's have Sidestep Your Grave.
There's a slow drag down a burnt out building, baby, don't you wanna go somewhere now, East Mississippi, ain't nobody gonna know it. Grand governor's wife was so doggone pretty, tell me what's a southern boy to do. Son, you better leave that city, cause she be getting down with you. You might find that straight and narrow way, but check out the sidestep in your grave. And if you slow down, son, the devil gonna catch you. Baby, you better move along. Somewhere in East or Appalachia, baby, grow your grown. Getting burnt out on that blue grass, pull your plants up right now from the middle of the corn. Buy a flatbed on your stray cash, buy a dead man's jacket from a secondhand store. Find that straight and narrow way, baby. Check out the sidestep in your grave. Pull your plants out, sitting out front of the middle of the corn. from a secondhand store. Yeah. You might find that straight and narrow way, baby. Check out the sidestep in your grave. Shall we say, check out the sidestep in your gray.
Thanks so much to Andrew Duhon, and remember that you can download the entire session from Monday as a download by heading for the Radio 3 website. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and I'm going to carry on with a recording that is really kind of off the wall, but if one was going to lay claim to being the first on the world music front, I guess this would have a serious chance of being in consideration. William Hamilton Byrd was an 18th century impresario based in Calcutta who was pretty much the first Westerner to try and set down Indian classical music. That he produced something that wasn't completely in the vein of usual Western improvement was a big thing, and he did seek the foremost performers of the time while he was taking all this music down, even if the style of the music did defeat him sometimes. This is Jane Chapman bringing Byrd's Oriental Miscellany to life with Byrd's own interpretation of Susha Myra Bear, Mirror My Love, on his weapon of choice, the harpsichord.
Thank you. Thank you.
great Colombian singer Toto La Momposina and Adios Fulana from her album Tambolero. She'll be with us next month in session. And even sooner than that will be the previous band there, Kio, a British Bengali group who take their name from a Bengali letter that's actually a fusion of two sounds. So very appropriate for their approach to their music. They'll be with Lopa Katari here on World on Three next week. Now, it's been a really exciting thing to be a part of BBC Introducing, finding new voices in the world and roots scenes here and further afield. And it's a delight to find a recent submission from someone whose musical imagination I've encountered in various lineups, including collaboration with Eliza Carthy and Bella Hardy. Kate in the Kettle, though, is Scots fiddler and singer Kate Young's solo incarnation, and it reveals flavours in her musical background, such as the youth world music camp Ethno in Transit, and as Catherine Tickell was saying earlier, to great enthusiasm, the folk music degree in Newcastle as well. So here is why Catherine was so enthusiastic about our choice for tonight. For BBC Introducing, this is Kate in the Kettle and Paper Rose.
Thank you.
classical references coming left, right and centre on World on Three tonight. Kate Young and a bit of a sati twist there. Kate in the Kettle as featured on BBC Introducing. And if you have a burning desire to get your music out to new audiences, BBC Introducing is definitely going to be your thing. Head for our corner of the Radio 3 website and follow the links that take you to where you can upload tracks for us to have a listen to. If we like it, it'll find its way on air. And of course, this year, for the first time ever, we will have BBC Introducing artists featuring on Radio 3's WOMAD stage later this month. Amongst previous guests at WOMAD on the Radio 3 stage has been Welsh accordion whiz Jamie Smith and Mabon, but he has a Manx turn to him as well in the form of the trio Barul. Their latest album, Manannan's Cloak, takes its name from the Celtic sea god who made the island his home, and the cloak refers to the Manx mist that is so much a part of the island's meteorology. Here they're joined on guest vocals by Greg Jochen from the Mollag band. They likewise have a great name, Mollag being the Manx name for a pig's bladder fishing float. And the song here is An Vin Aistir Djeva, the devilish cruel mistress. And this is for Ruth Keegan, who keeps my Manx pronunciation on the button.
Agatha's Dan, she bent served me on, as fell nor any devil dow, the Helen Reese and Blaine, each lash net shaven nurek, knock down me reamer shore, the girl married a solent, a veil chain nor yab yo. Ash lash done the gales are stern, they gush merim shetrom. A son and a van einster, a turgeon on scrollum, time moves tallum, very sure did I say, all your names to well, Lord, the name who's a me. Gorham, my you van einster, a jargon through the niche, Tommy and Yenuk Yautan. Nag bod fi jesh fe gwisht Dy sien rish me gwaith sari Yn me chal vent iaw hi O cret yw i fe nain sta Y cryt a les i sien Nag ren ni me fe nain sta Gwyl en y chor i rom Nag i ni sos a fi Dy chol me vlio a zon Now the children the face on them down Golly shouldn't be right The Hermione's pursuit The fender ever vevec, burst balleg vid and grace, slip the aeons mevalget, juggle on soren's bays, nag railish furry gachi, hein me a chermes sos, canard rage ping the rain, the vein of uinus, call me jero than girach, day I har alcoron. On who so live on me Each time he owns pressing Each Jewish girl you're ega Ta geish jag rum as mish Na jim 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 as diamond Red ma gear to Right.
爱色里人们悄然降临 Oh gradually then I stand The crystallization
What a powerful sound there. Since we're in Independence Day territory now, now that it's after midnight, we should flag up as well Canada Day from earlier this week and the first Canadian connection through the band Nuawan, whose debut EP is so hot off the press. It was the power of digital communication that got this track on air. Kenneth McKenzie of the Mabu Kip Breton family of musicians gets the credit for that. And our archive track is likewise Canadian, harking back to a time in Canadian history when the French French rather than the British had the upper hand. And this is a revisit for us to 2012 and a wonderful festival in Quebec called Chant de Vielle, run by our friends in Le Vent du Nord, celebrating voices and hurdy-gurdies. And the three voices that we hear here together are just such beautiful a cappella harmony. C'est le général de Philippe from Gabriel Boutillier, Liette Remond and Robert Boutillier together, who are Serre l'écoute.
C'est le général de Philippe qui est parti de l'Angleterre avec 36 voiles et plus de 1000 hommes faits. Il croyait par sa vaillance prendre la ville de Québec. Il croyait par sa vaillance prendre la ville de Québec.
Amouillés devant la ville, les plus beaux de ses vaisseaux, a mis la chaloupe à terre avec un beau généraux. C'est pour avertir la ville de se rendre vite au plus tôt, avant qu'il soit un cordeur, j'allons lui livrer l'assaut. C'est le général de ville, appela son franc canon. Va-t'en dire à l'ambassade qu'il nous en rendra raison. Va lui dire que ma réponse est au bout de mes canons. Avant qu'il soit un cordeur, nous dansons le rigodon. C'est le général de Philippe a mis son monde à beau port. Avec 6 pièces de campagne pour lui servir de renfort. Mais le malheur qui l'accable, qui ne l'a jamais quitté, 100 Français pleins de courage en ont détruit la moitié. C'est le général de Philippe, c'est retourné dans Boston. Va-t'en dire au roi Guillaume que Québec lui a fait faux bond. Car je vends de la bonne poudre et aussi de bons boulets, des canons en abondance au service des Français. Car je vends de la bonne poudre et aussi de bons boulets, des canons en abondance au service des Français.
And remember that you can check out the whole archive, 13 years and more of exclusive recordings from around the globe, online on the Radio 3 website. And this is where we leave you for the night. Happy Independence Day if you're doing the whole 4th of July thing. Thanks to Andrew Duhon for the session tonight, to Catherine Tickell for the album of the month, Richard Andrews and Lisa Hack in the studio, and Martin Webb and producer Roger Short for elegant direction as ever. And since my head is still full of Scots-Irish musical connections after a week over in Ireland, a final track from the Boys of the Loch, amongst them the great Northern Irish guru who's been such an inspiration to so many folk on either side of the Irish Sea, Cathal McConnell, with his wonderful flute tunes, songs and of course outrageous stories. Ihiwai, Ihiwa, good night, and I leave you with An Fáinne Ard, The Gold Ring. Thank you. on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.
I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm starting today with a concert from the 2014 BBC Proms. It was a season that welcomed more visiting orchestras from overseas than ever before, beginning with the China Philharmonic's debut under its conductor Long Yu. Founded in 2000, it was named in 2009 as one of Gramophone magazine's 10 most inspiring world orchestras, and the players' bridge-building programme ranged from Elgar to the contemporary composer Qigang Chen, writing for the trumpeter Alison Balsam. The Elgar was one of the pomp and circumstance marches. He completed number 4 in G in June 1907, a few days after his 50th birthday.